晚上在开始的时候，我们先一同来读一些主的话。
In the evening, as we begin our message, let's read some of God's words.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开以西结书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1.
我们要把全章的圣经都读一下。
We're going to read the entire chapter.
因为一共有28节。
So there are 28 verses.
所以我想我们呢把它分开来读，为了节省点时间啊。
And for the sake of time, we're going to read it in sections.
我们把第一章呢分成四段。
We're going to break the first chapter into four sections.
第一段呢，我们从第一节读到第三节。
The first section is from verse 1 to 3.
我们用中文来读。
And we're going to read in Chinese.
那么请读英文的弟兄姊妹，你们仔细的看你们的圣经。
And for English speaking, my brother and sister, please just follow.
第二段呢，从第四节读到十四节。
And the second section is from verse 4 to verse 14.
我们请林环弟兄用英文读，弟兄姊妹可以跟着一起读啊。
And our brother is going to read it in English, and for the use of English Bible, brother and sister, you can read together.
然后呢，我们从十五节到这个十五节到二十五节。
And then from verse 15 to verse 25.
我们用中文一起读。
And we're going to read in Chinese together.
然后26到28。
And then from verse 26 to 28.
然后用英文一起读。
And read together in English.
我想我们仔细的把这一章圣经从头到尾把它读一下。
And we're going to carefully read through this chapter.
所以请弟兄姊妹读的时候呢，特别注意其中的内容。
And so as you read, please especially pay attention to the content.
好，我们请读中文的弟兄姊妹，我们先一同来第一到第三节。
And the Chinese speaking brothers and sisters, please read from verse 1 to 3.
当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象，正是约雅金王被掳去第五年四月初五日，在加勒底人之地加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结，耶和华的灵降在他身上。
Verse 4. As I looked, behold, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud with a fire flashing forth continually, and the bright light around it, and its midst something like a glowing metal in the midst of the fire. Within it there were figures resembling four living beings, and this was their appearance. They had a human form. Each of them had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, and their feet were like a calf's hoof, and they gleamed like a burnished bronze. Under their wings were their four sides were human hands. As for the faces and the wings of the four of them, their wings touched one another. Their faces did not turn when they moved. Each went straight forward. As for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right, and the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle. Each wore their faces. Their wings were spread out above. Each had two touching another being, and two covering their bodies. And each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go, without turning as they went. In the midst of the living beings, there was something that looked like a burning coals of a fire, like a torches darting back and forth among the living beings. The fire was bright, and the lightning was flashing from the fire, and the living beings ran to and fro from like a bolt of lightning.
第十五节，我正观看活物的时候，见活物的脸庞各有一轮在地上，轮的颜色好像水苍玉，四轮都是一个样式，形状和做法好像轮中套轮，轮行走的时候向四方都能直行，并不调转。至于轮网高而可畏， 四个轮网四围满有眼睛，活物行走，轮也在旁边行走，活物从地上升，轮也都上升，灵往哪里去，活物往哪里去，活物上升，轮在旁上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。那些行走，这些也行走；那些站住，这些也站住；那些从地上升，轮也在旁边上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。活物的头以上有穹苍的形象，看着像可畏的水晶铺张在活物的头以上，穹苍以下活物的翅膀直张，彼此相对，每活物有两个翅膀遮体。活物行走的时候，我听见响声，像大水的声音，像全能者的声音，也像军队轰嚷的声音。活物站住的时候，便将翅膀垂下，在他们头以上的穹苍之上有声音，他们站住的时候，便将翅膀垂下。
Verse 26. Now about the expanse there was over their heads, there was something resembling a throne, like a lapis lazuli in appearance, and on that which resembled a throne, high up, as it was a figure with appearance of a man. Then I noticed from the appearance of his loins and upwards something like a glowing metal that looked like a fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw something like a fire, and there was a radiance around him. And as the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking.
我们还要读第三十七章。
And we would like to continue to read chapter 27.
我们要从第一节读到十四节。
We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 14.
好，我们要请弟兄姊妹有点耐心和我一同来把它读一下。
And we'd like to ask our brothers and sisters to be patient to read it through with us.
我们这样好了，这用中文呢，从第一节读到第六节。
And for Chinese speaking brothers and sisters, please read from verse 1 to verse 6.
然后从第七到十四节用英文读。
And we're going to read from verse 7 to verse 14 in English.
啊，中文先来。
And the Chinese first.
耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨，他使我从骸骨的四围经过，谁知在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。他对我说：人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？我说：主耶和华，你是知道的。他又对我说：你向这些骸骨发预言，说骸要听耶和华的话。主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说：我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。你们便知道我是耶和华。
Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and the flesh grew, and the skin covered them, and there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and the breath on this slain, and that they can come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life, and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they said, My bones are dried up, and our hopes has perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Then I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life. And I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord.
我想很多弟兄姊妹，当我们读完第一章之后
啊 ，I think many brothers and sisters, after we have read the first chapter,
我们可能心里有这个问题，这是什么
？And probably we have this question, why is this?
就好像以色列人在旷野里面刚看见玛哪一样。
And just like Israelites when they first encounter manna,
他们问说这是什么
？And the question they had was, what is this?
啊。弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
我们知道神借着异象把他自己的心意启示给他的仆人
God used visions to reveal his heart to his servants
这个异象是非常重要的
And this vision is very important
我想早晨呢我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲过
And this morning we already mentioned that to brothers and sisters
神要得着我们这些人成为侍奉的人与他一同同工
God wants to gain us as a serving people so that we may co-work with Him.
因为神有一个荣耀的目的在整个宇宙里面他要来成全的。
Because God has this glorious purpose He would like to accomplish in this universe.
而他要借着人与他配合一同来成全。
And He needs men to cooperate with Him to accomplish His work.
所以我们就说到在圣经的里面
Therefore we already mentioned that in the Bible.
神就把这个意念呢借着不同的人不同的时代反反复复的在这里向我们来解说
And God, to reveal this thought through different persons at different times and continue to repeat and explain to us
我们就知道神的心为着这件事情是多么的迫切
So we can see such an urgency of God concerning this matter
啊，我们早晨也讲到
And this morning already mentioned
那么先知以西结呢
For the prophet Ezekiel
神让我们从他身上可以看见在神原初的心意中间所要的那个侍奉的人
And from the life of Ezekiel we can see theFrom God's original purpose, what He desired of a man.
虽然是一个预表的说法
even it was just a type.
但是是一个非常完全的一个说法
And yet, in terms of expression, it was very complete.
所以从以西结身上告诉我们
So from the life of Ezekiel,
什么样的人有资格可以侍奉神
What type of person is qualified to serve God?
那么他的使命又是什么
And what is his mission?
啊，我们已经简单的解释过
And we already simply explained on this.
那么首先他必须是人子
And first of all, he has to be the son of man.
啊，这个人子的意念呢是一个非常重要的一个意念
The thought of a son of man is a very important thought
我们讲过这个人子呢就是他不仅具备人的生命也具备神的生命
Well, they mentioned that the son of man not only has the life of a man but also have a life of God
所以基督到地上来的时候
So when Christ came to this earth
我们看见他不仅是神的儿子
So not only was he the son of God
他也完完全全做一个人
He was also complete man
所以基督是双性的
So for Christ he was a dual nature
为什么要这样
Why is that?
就是因为神要这样的一种人跟他一同配合来完成他的旨意
Because God desired to have this kind of a man to co-work with him to accomplish his work
所以主今天救了我们
So today God has saved us
给我们一个永远的生命
He has given us this eternal life
这个生命不仅是使我们将来能够活到永永远远
And in this eternal life not only can we live forever
我们不再死亡
We will never taste death
弟兄姊妹，这里面具备更重要的意义。
And yet in it there is even more important meaning.
因为神要得着像人子这样意义的一般人。
Because God would like to gain a group of people with the meaning of a son of man.
因为神要我们跟他一同配合来完成他自己的计划。
Because God wants us to cooperate with him to accomplish his plan.
我想我们作为神的儿女
So as a children of God.
作为一个蒙恩得救的基督徒
As a people who have been saved by grace.
我们必须需要明白这个意义
We need to understand this meaning.
否则的话我们会把主的救恩降低了
Otherwise we're going to lower the Lord's salvation
我们 会对神有亏欠。
And we will shortchange of our God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
所以当以西结把这个人子的意义解释出来的时候。
As Ezekiel was explaining the meaning of the Son of Man.
就说明了侍奉的人的一个资格。
And this talks about the qualification of a man of a service.
只有这样的人有资格可以与神同工。
Only this kind of a person is qualified to serve with God.
而今天因为主耶稣基督的救恩。
And because of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们成了一个新造的族类。
And we have become a new creature.
我们每一个人都够有资格来与神同工。
And all of us are qualified to co-work with God.
这是神给我们极大的恩典，极大的荣耀。
And this is a great grace and the glory of God for us.
盼望我们不需要等到将来。
And hope that we don't have to wait for the future.
今天我们就能明白这个意义。
Today we can come to understand this meaning.
在我们地上还有机会的时候。
As we still have opportunities on earth.
我们就要站在主给我们一个合法的一个资格里面。来侍奉我们的神。
We shall stand in this lawful and a qualified position to serve God.
这是非常荣耀的一件事情。
This is such a glorious matter.
那我们也讲到神对于以西结有侍奉上的一个托付。
And we also mentioned that God has this entrustment to Ezekiel.
他不仅是一个祭司。
Not only was he a priest.
神也使他成为先知。
God also made him a prophet.
啊，更重要的在以西结里面呢，使他成为守望者，使他成为预兆。
And more importantly, God made Ezekiel a watchman and also a sign.
我们知道那个时候以西结已经被掳了。
And we know that Ezekiel at that time was already in captivity.
啊，在他的心中，他想恐怕他这一辈子啊，他是做不成祭司了。
In his heart, he feels like he has no chance to be a priest anymore.
我们知道，在以西结书第一章告诉我们。
We know that in the first chapter of Ezekiel.
他25岁的时候被掳。
He was put into captivity when he was 25 years old.
啊，他也很清楚，神借着先知耶利米已经宣告被掳的年日是70年。
He was also very clear because God through the prophet Jeremiah to proclaim that the captivity was to be 70 years.
他也不知道自己能活多久。
Ezekiel didn't know how long he will live.
如果能活到这个被掳的时间结束，他已经95岁了。
If he can last until the end of a captivity, then he will be 95 years old.
他也不可能再做祭司了。
And at that time, he was not able to serve as a priest.
所以对于以西结来讲，他是一个活在一个非常绝望的光景中的。
So for Ezekiel, he was in such a disappointment.
但是没有想到神奇妙的恩典临到他。
But out of expectation, God's wonderful grace was upon him.
神不仅让他做先知。
Not only God had made him a prophet.
神让他做守望者。
God made him a prophet.
神也用他做兆头。
A watchman and also a sign.
结果他在外面没有办法做一个祭司。
So outwardly speaking, he was not able to serve as a priest.
但在灵里面，他却做了一个属灵的祭司。
And yet in his spirit, he served as a spiritual priest.
他在那个不可能的环境里面，把最好的侍奉献给神。
In that very impossible situation, he offered the best service to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
当我们读以西结书的时候
，As we read the book of Ezekiel,
我们要特别注意以西结这个人的光景。
We have to pay much attention to the condition of the person.
因为神要我们从他的身上来看见，今天我们应当怎样成为一个侍奉的人。
Because God wants us to look at his life and to see how we can become a man of a service.
那我们晓得一个人不仅他具备侍奉的资格，
We know that a person not only needs to be qualified to serve.
那么他也有各样侍奉不同的功用。
And there are only many functions for that person.
在以西结书里面更告诉我们一个侍奉主的人是需要有意向。
And in the book of Ezekiel, he also tells us that for a servant of God needs to have a visions.
因为我们知道神是借着这个意象呢，把他永远的旨意启示出来。
Because God used visions to reveal His eternal will.
当我们里面有意象的时候
，When we have a vision inside，
我们的侍奉就有了确定的目标。
And our service have a set goal.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And that is a very important thing.
啊，今天我们到底我们侍奉的目标是什么
？Today, what's the goal of our services？
我在中国的时候曾经对很多弟兄姊妹讲
When I was in China, I mentioned this to many brothers and sisters.
如果在侍奉上
If in service,
我们没有目标
If we don't have a goal,
我们不知道道路
And we don't know the way,
很可能我们所有的热心我们所有的奉献我们所有付上的代价都会落空的
And all our service and our zeal and the price we pay will be in vain.
今天我们知道在神的百姓中也很多人很热心的
We know that among God's people there are many who are very zealous
也有很多人在那里真是付代价
And many who are willing to pay the price
但是弟兄姊妹们
And yet brothers and sisters
如果我们没有目标没有道路
If we do not have a goal or the way
很可能我们所做的最后那个价值非常的微小
And very likely the end result of what we are doing is a very not very useful.
所以你在以西结书里面很清楚看见。
So in the book of Ezekiel, we can clearly see.
神不仅把他摆在人子的地位上。
Now God has put him in the position of the Son of Man.
神也不仅把祭司、先知、这个守望者做兆头的这种恩赐给他。
Now God only have given him the spiritual gifts as the priest, as the prophet, as the watchman, as a sign.
神也把异象。赐给他的仆人
But also he given visions to his servant
我们在以西结书里面呢
In the book of Ezekiel
可以看见以西结有一个非常完整的意象
Ezekiel got a very complete vision
在以西结书里面记载的三个大的意象
In the book of Ezekiel the three big major visions were recorded
第一个在第一章
And the first in chapter 1
第二个在37章
The second one is in chapter 37
第三个在第40章
The third is in chapter 40
我们晓得第一意象跟第二意象乃是第三意象的一个内容
And we know that for the first and the second visions are actually the content of the third vision.
所以他们彼此之间有非常重要的这个关系。
And so all these visions are closely related.
或者我们这样说。
Or we can put it this way.
第一意象和第二意象讲到神旨意的内容。
For the first and the second visions, they talk about the content of God's will.
那么第三个意象呢，那是讲到神旨意的一个彰显。
And the third vision talks about the manifestation of God's will.
我们在旧约的圣经的里面
，In the Old Testament,
我们看见有很不多人有这样一个完整的意象。
We don't see that many has this a complete vision.
而以西结是一个有完整意象的。一个侍奉神的人
And Ezekiel is a servant of God who has this complete vision
这是非常非常宝贵非常非常重要的一件事情
And this is a very precious and important matter
那么今天晚上呢
And tonight
我们要交通第一意象跟第二意象
We would like to fellowship on the first and the second visions
主若许可明天早晨我们讲第三个意象
God permitting we will fellowship on the third vision tomorrow morning
我们再说
We'll say it again
一个侍奉主的人
The servant of God.
如果我们里面没有这样的启示
If we do not have this revelation,
我们很可能做的工作是瞎子领瞎子的工作
And very likely our service is the blind are leading the blind.
一个侍奉主的人必须要清楚神的旨意在哪里
A servant of God needs to know the will of God.
必须清楚神的目的在哪里
Very needs to clearly know where the purpose of God.
这是神给我们一个极大的一个恩典
And this is a great grace of God for us
当我们读完这个第一章看见第一个意象的时候
After we read in the first chapter concerning the first vision
那么这个意象呢圣经称它为耶和华的荣耀
And this vision is called the glory of the Lord
许多时候我们读圣经啊
Many times as we read the Bible
我们都被圣经中记载的许多怪异的东西啊我们吓倒了
And a lot of times we are scared by this strange phenomenon
我们不明白这里面所说的是什么
We don't understand what the meaning
其实呢这是神表达他心意的一种方式
Actually it is a way for God to reveal his heart
这第一个意象非常的重要
This is very important the first vision
这个意象呢在十一章以前出现过七次。
In the first 11 chapters, this vision appears seven times.
如果我们读第十一章的时候
，as we read chapter 11,
或十章、十一章的时候
，or chapters 10 and 11,
我们会看见这个意象呢， 本来就是圣殿里面最中心点的事物。
And this vision is concerning the central thing inside the Holy Temple.
我们知道这是至圣所里面最重要的东西。
This is the most important matters within the most holy place.
在犹太人的传说里面。
In the legends of the Jews.
他们说呢，在这个基路伯跟这个圣座之间呢，有一个东西叫做 Shekinah， 这就是说这是神的荣耀。
And in the legend, it says that between the cherubims and the mercy seat, there is a thing called Shekinah, and that is the Shekinah. That's the glory of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这是至圣所里面的一个最重要的一个部分。
And that is the most important part in the most holy place.
我们晓得那个时候，以西结已经被掳到巴比伦去了。
We know that Ezekiel was already in Babylonian captivity.
圣经记载他那个时候在哪里？在加巴鲁的河边。
And the Bible records that he was by the river Chebar.
那么在加巴鲁河边做什么呢
？And what was he doing there?
按照这个犹太人的这个说法
，According to the legend，
他那个时候正是帮敌人呢、啊、在疏通啊这个加巴鲁河。
At that time, he was try to get the channel of
因为那个加巴鲁河呢是一条运河
，because the river Chaba actually was a channel，
所以他等于是做奴工啊，他是被掳的奴隶，做奴工在那里帮敌人在疏通运河。
And so he was a slave, actually was cleaning the channels for his enemies。
他已经在那里已经有五年了。
He has been there for 5 years。
所以。以西结书一开头讲到三十年的时候
，So in the beginning of the book, it says the 30th year.
所以有很多读经的人说，这个可能就是以西结的生日。
And many Bible students say that this might be the birthday of Ezekiel.
因为我们读摩西五经，我们就知道。
As we read the Pentateuch, we know that.
一个利未人呢
？And for a Levite.
或者做祭司的
or for a priest
30岁的时候正是他可以进入圣殿尽职的时候
and when he is 30 years old it's a time for him to serve in the temple
以西结已经有五年在这么一个痛苦的环境的里面
Ezekiel has been in such a difficult situation for 5 years
他没有忘记他自己是祭司
and he didn't forget that he was a priest
所以到30岁的那一天他生日的那一天我想他的心里是非常的痛苦非常难过
And when he was 30, on his 30th birthday, he was very much suffering in his heart.
所以因为在正常的时候
Because in a normal condition,
他这个时候应该是在圣殿的里面
He should have been in the temple.
那是一个荣耀的时刻
And that would be a glorious moment.
他可以进到圣殿里面去服侍
He could enter into the temple to serve.
而现在的环境呢
And then yet for the current condition,
他却是一个奴工
He was a slave.
他没有办法服侍神
He couldn't serve God.
这个人的心是向着神的
This person's heart is toward God.
所以因此神有一个大的怜悯临到他
Therefore God has this great mercy upon him.
虽然那个时候耶路撒冷城已经被毁了
Even at that time the city walls of Jerusalem was destroyed.
圣殿很快就被拆毁了
And the temple was about to be destroyed.
神就把至圣所里面最荣耀的那个部分
God gave him the most glorious part in the holy place
就从几百里外啊
from many hundred miles away
就把它移到了加巴鲁河边
to move it to the river of Chebar
所以这个时候以西结在那里天开了
so at that time the heavens were open to him
其实是他里面的眼睛开了
actually it was his inner eyes were open
他就在加巴鲁河边的在河边看见了至圣所里面的那一个荣耀
and by the river Chebar he was able to see the glory in the most holy place
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
这是一个非常重要的一个属灵的看见
this is a very important spiritual seeing
因为这里告诉我们
because this tells us
耶路撒冷城可以被毁
the city of Jerusalem the city wall of Jerusalem can be destroyed
圣殿
的外表也可以被毁。
And the physical building of the temple can be destroyed.
但是圣殿里面中心点的事物是仇敌永远摸不到的东西。
And yet the central part of the holy temple can never be touched by the enemy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
所以以西结就根据神给的这个意象。
Ezekiel, according to the vision given by God,
他做了一个属灵的祭司。
He was a servant as a spiritual priest.
这个对于今天我们在地上神的百姓来讲，也是非常重要的提醒。
This is an important reminder for us as children of God on this earth.
如果我们读教会的历史
，If we read church history,
我们看见地上的教会常常在外表上被仇敌拆毁。
And we can see that the church has been destroyed outwardly by the enemy.
但是我们要注意，在这个居教会的中心点有一个东西啊，是仇敌永远没有办法毁坏的东西。
And we can see that there is a central part of the church that can never be destroyed by the enemy.
所以这个东西是今天我们需要持守的。
And that part is the part that we need to hold on to.
所以这头一个意象被称作是耶和华的荣耀。
And the first vision is called the glory of the Lord.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，the brothers and sisters，
其实呢
，and As a matter of fact,
这个意象并不是十分难懂的。
And it is not too difficult to understand this vision.
首先我们可以看见。
And first of all, we can see.
以西结在加巴鲁的河边。
And Ezekiel was by the river Chebar.
当他心中正在思念神的时候。
As he was thinking about God.
忽然从北方刮来一朵包括闪烁火的大云。
And all of a sudden, from the north, there comes a big, great cloud.
里面呢有发旺的火。
With a fire flashing.
还有金睛。
And there was a flashing man.
那已经说明了这一个意象是一个活的东西。
And it talks about this vision is living.
所以因此呢，这个意象的意义就是什么？就说呢，整个是生命的。
And therefore, this vision talks about everything is concerning life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们晓得神的荣耀跟神的生命是不能分开的。
We know that God's glory and God's life are inseparable.
哪里有神的生命
，Whatever there is a life of God,
哪里就有荣耀
，Where there is a glory of God,
哪里有那个荣耀
，Whatever there is a glory of God,
那个才是真正的生命。
And that is a true life.
所以这整个意象呢，说明一件什么呢
？So the entire vision tells one thing.
这是一个生命。神的生命的一个表现。
It is a manifestation or expression of God's life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
今天我们需要活在神的生命中。
Today we need to live in the life of God.
我们只有在神的生命中，我们能够看见神的荣耀。
Only when we are in the life of God, then we can see the glory of God.
所以你看见在这个意象的里面呢
？And therefore, as we see,
它包括三个部分。
And there are three parts.
第一个部分就是四活物。
And the first part is about the four living beings.
这四活物呢，我们可以说是讲到那个生命的一个特性。
And it talks about the characters of the life.
然后他就看见了几个大的轮子。
And then there's a huge wheel.
这个轮子呢，就是生命的行动。
And that talks about the movement of the life.
然后他看见宝座和坐在宝座上的人。
And he saw the throne and the man upon the throne.
那个就讲到生命的权柄。
And talks about the authority of life.
所以这整个意象。
And for the entire vision.
就说明了神的生命的内容。
It talks about the content of God's life.
那么这个呢，被称作是荣耀。
And this is called glory.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
那么我们现在知道
，Now we know.
这个意象包括三个重要的部分。
And there are three important parts in this vision.
这三个部分呢，一个就是生命的特性。
And one of them is the characteristics of the life.
一个是生命的行动。
And the other is a movement.
一个是生命的权柄。
And the third is its authority.
这不仅是当时啊，神给以西结所看见的意象。
This is not only the vision that God given to Ezekiel.
我们也晓得在今天末后的世代。
We know that in the end times.
这对于神的儿女来讲是非常重要的提醒。
This is a great reminder for God's children.
在第一个世纪还没过去的时候。
Before the end of the first century.
我们知道教会在外表的很多情况上已经有开始很多的衰落。
And the church started to decline and in many other things.
神的儿女们有的注重知识，有的注重工作，有的注重恩赐，有的注重各式各样的事物。
And God's children pay much attention to knowledge and to work and the gifts and many other things.
所以神就使用使徒约翰写了约翰福音、约翰一书和启示录。
And therefore, God used Apostle John to write the Gospel according to John and the letters by John and also Book of Revelation.
我们晓得这三卷书的最中心的那个意思指的讲的生命。
And we know that the central thing of these letters or books are, is life.
这对后来在地上教会中许多爱主的弟兄姊妹来讲，这实在是一个重要的一个提醒。
And that was a great reminder for the later brother and sister who loved the Lord.
教会的外表可以被毁坏的。
And outwardly speaking, the church could be destroyed.
许多制度、许多做法可能都被破坏。
And many systems and the way of doing things could be destroyed.
但是那个里面的生命是仇敌永远摸不到的东西。
And yet that inner life, that's something that the enemy can never touch.
所以在一个荒凉的时代里面，
so in a desolation,
就像以西结所处的一个大荒凉的时代里面，
just like the great desolate condition that Ezekiel was in.
以西结如何持守圣殿中间的耶和华的荣耀？
How Ezekiel lay hold of the glory of the Lord in the temple.
而我们今天所需要持守的就是那个荣耀的生命。
And yet today, what we are to lay hold of is the glorious life.
如果我们能守住这个生命，
if we can keep hold of the life,
我们能像以西结一样，在最荒凉的时代中，人就能侍奉神。
Then we will be like Ezekiel, even in desolation, in great desolation, we can still serve God.
感谢神，
we thank God.
这个意象给他的仆人带来极大的盼望。
And this vision gave a great hope to his servant.
使他从绝望的光景中重新站起来。
He was able to stand up from his hopelessness.
并且在那么一个混乱的时代里面，
also in that era of confusion,
他能把荣耀的侍奉带到地上。
He was able to bring the glorious service to the earth.
这对我们今天神的儿女来讲，是何等大的鼓舞和激励呢？
And it is such a great encouragement to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经来到末后的时代。
Brothers and sisters, we have come to the last time.
圣经的预言呢，启示录已经告诉我们，教会在地上将遇见更多仇敌的攻击。
And the book of Revelation so tells us we're going to face more attacks from the enemy.
我们可能要处在一个空前的一个危难的时代里面。
We're going to face a very difficult situation.
圣经提醒我们
了。And the Bible reminds us.
不管环境怎么改变。
No matter how the circumstances will change.
不管教会外表怎么样的混乱败坏。
And no matter how the church will become a confusion.
凡是那些能守住生命跟随主的人。
For those who can keep hold of life and to follow the Lord,
他们可以侍奉神，
they can serve God,
他们也可以有得胜的经历，
and they also could have an overcoming experience.
所以以西结书里面这个意象对于我们今天来讲是有非常重要的启示。
So the vision in the book of Ezekiel is a very important, is a very important revelation to us.
所以我们下面要用一点时间啊，我们来把这个意象的内容呢做一点解释。
So in the following, we're going to use some time to explain on the content of the vision.
我们首先看见的啊，它是第一个部分讲到四个活物。
The first part of it is concerning the four living beings.
我们知道这四个活物呢，代表着生命四种不同的特性和表现。
And we can see that the four living beings represents the four different characters and the expressions of this life.
这个四活物到后面也称作基路伯。
And these four living beings also later called cherubim.
圣经记载说它有四个脸面。
And the Bible records that they have four faces.
我觉得神呢，创造万有，尤其创造我们人类和动物的时候，有这个脸是很重要的事情。
And I think when God created all things and to give us a face faces are very important.
啊，我们人这个脸代表很多意义，对不对啊？
And our faces shows many meanings.
啊，我们的喜怒哀乐都显在脸上。
Our emotions are expressed on our faces.
甚至医生呢，从我们的脸看就知道健康不健康。
And our doctors can also tell our health condition through our facial.
所以这个脸是我们里面生命的一个表现。
So actually, our face is the way to express our life condition. To show our personality.
那么我们也知道这四个脸面呢是讲到耶稣基督属灵生命的四个不同方向。
And we know that these four faces represent the four faces of God of the Lord's life.
啊，他有人，有狮，有牛，有鹰。
And there's a man, there's a lion, there's a bull, and there's an eagle.
所以很多人呢把它跟四福音书摆在一起来看。
And therefore many people link them together with the four gospels.
啊，四福音书，狮牛人鹰，好像也解释得很通。
And for the four gospels, we can see that there's a lion, there's a bull, and there's a man, and there's an eagle.
是，这是我们主的生命的四方面不同的表现。
And this is an expression of our Lord's life in four aspects.
但是我们要注意一下的话，
But if we would like to pay attention,
我们知道这四个脸面里面，这个人的脸面最重要。
And among the four faces, the face of a man is the most important one.
其他三个脸面好像都是隐藏的。
And the four other three faces seems to be hidden.
因为你什么时候看四活物，都是看到人的脸。
And whenever you see the four living beings, you will see the face of a man.
啊，所以这是圣经给我们一个重要的提醒。
So it is a great reminder from the Bible.
我们感谢主，我们的主来到地上的时候呢，他的确完完全全是一个人。
We thank the Lord because when he came to this earth, he was a complete man.
他只有少数的时候，他把他自己显里面的荣耀显出来了。
Only for a few times he revealed his inner glory.
他大多数是我们知道都是他把他自己隐藏在这个人的里面。
And most of the time we can see that he hid himself in his man.
我们的主耶稣是神的儿子。
Our Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
但是在地上成为人的时候，他是一个完全的人。
When he was a man on earth, he was a complete 100% man.
他充满人性的。
He was full of humanity.
所以人可以靠近他的。
So man can draw near to him.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，神今天的心意还是要借着人来完成的。
So God's will today is to be accomplished through man.
所以基督徒啊，要表现这个人，这很重要。
So for Christians to express this man is very important.
当然，狮子也是指的一方面的经历。
Of course, a lion also talks about another aspect of experience.
啊，指在一种王者的尊严。
It is a kingly majesty.
啊，那么讲到权柄，讲到管制。
It talks about the sovereignty and authority.
啊，我们的主耶稣基督的确是犹大支派的狮子，他有君王的威容的。
And we know that our Lord is the lions of Judah, and he has this kingly majesty.
但是你任何时候看见他的时候，都还是一个人的脸。
But whenever you see him, you see the face of a man.
你不会有天看见主，看见个狮子脸。
And you don't see a face of a lion on our Lord.
啊，你知道我们侍奉主的人呢
？And you know for us servants of the Lord.
有的人呢，服侍主开始有点权柄。
And when someone who has gained some authority.
啊，在百姓弟兄姊妹中出现的时候呢
？As they appear among the people of God.
你就看不见人脸，你老看见狮子脸。
You don't see the face of a man. You see the face of a lion.
哇，叫人一看。
And we'll make people scared.
我们年轻时候有一些年长弟兄们就是这样啊。
And when we were young, there are some elderly brothers were like that.
啊，他一从这边走，弟兄姊妹就从那边跑啊。
And when he came from that direction, so all the brothers and sisters will run away from the other direction.
表现一种威严出来。
And they show some majesty there.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不太美啊。
And it's not that pretty.
即使你有狮子一般的雄壮的。
Even you have this majestic experience like a lion.
但是你还需要用人脸对着大家。
And you still need to use the face of a man to face brothers and sisters.
那么这个牛呢，我想很容易明白，指他的劳苦和牺牲说的。
And for the face of a bull, we can easily understand talks about his labors and also his sacrifice.
这个牛要耕田，要拉车，到最后还要被杀。
And he has to labor in the field, and at the end he has to be killed.
啊，所以这个牛啊。 是非常的劳苦的。
And so it is a much labor for a bull.
我们说这是主耶稣基督呢做仆人的一个记号。
And this is a sign for our Lord to be a servant.
但是你会看见我们的主无论怎么样的劳苦。
And we can see that no matter how laborious our Lord was.
任何时候碰见他都是一个人脸。
And whenever you see him, he is the face of a man.
我从前碰见一个年长的姊妹就是这样。
And in the past, when I have this encounter,
她实在有很深的一个生命的经历。
She has these deepest spiritual experiences.
但是你每一次碰见她的时候，脸上都是笑眯眯的。
But whenever you see her, and she was have this smiling face.
在病到非常严重的时候
，when she was very sick,
你看见她的脸上人就是荣光，是一个可爱的脸孔。
And you can still see a various and a glorious face on her.
她从来不会弄个牛脸给你看。
She will never show you the face of an bull or an ox.
你知道我们今天服侍主的人呢、啊、
？And we know as we serve the Lord.
我们里面常常都有隐藏的意念。
And there's some kind of hidden thoughts inside.
我们都很希望让人家知道我多劳苦。
We want to show others how laborious we have been.
你看我多牺牲了、
啊。And you see how
我摆上了多少
？How much we have put out，
对不对？最好每次碰见人就说：“哎呦，弟兄啊，你真是辛苦啊，劳苦啊。
”You want to people say to you, "Oh, you have been laboring so much."
哇，那我们就很得安慰。
And then we will be much comforted.
弟兄姊妹，这是牛脸，不是人脸。
So, brothers and sisters, that's the face of an ox.
我们无论怎样劳苦。
No matter how laborious we have been,
我们都应该用一个人脸对着大家。
We need to show the face of a man to others.
绝不让人感觉说我们多劳苦。
And don't show others that how much we have labored.
这是属灵生命的表现。
And this is an expression of our spiritual life.
那么还有鹰的脸。
And there is also a face of an eagle.
当然鹰在圣经中预表的是属天是奥秘的。
And we know that it represents heavenly and also mysterious in the Bible.
讲到生命的超越自由和他那个锐利的眼光。
And it talks about the transcendency and then also it's a freedom and also there's an insight.
这是神的性情的一个表现。
This is an expression of God's life.
今天的确我们在属灵的经历中间有许多时候也有所谓的奥秘的经历在里面。
Of course, in our spiritual experiences, sometimes it will be very mysterious.
事实上我们很多基督徒我们的经历就是奥秘的经历。
And actually for Christians experiences, some of them are mysterious.
我们的主我们也看不见也摸不着但是我们在灵里跟他有交通。
And our Lord is invisible, he is invisible, we cannot... He is intangible, and yet we have this fellowship in our spirit.
你明明外面看不见，我们能说主与我同在。你看看这个多奥秘啊
！And we can see him outside, and yet we say the Lord is with me. Oh, it is very mysterious.
有一些人他有了一点特别的经历之后呢
？And sometimes some people who has this special experiences.
他每一次出来就看见个老鹰出来了。
Every time as he walked out, and you will see an eagle.
鹰脸出来了。
And the face of an eagle.
啊。你不要笑，这弟兄姊妹很多人都喜欢做这个。
And you don't laugh at it because many people would like to be like that.
唯恐别人不知道我现在里面有了一点特别的经历。
And they are afraid that people wouldn't know that he has already have this spiritual experiences.
不，我们的主是神的儿子。
No, our Lord is the Son of God.
他里面的生命是何等荣耀的生命啊
！And the life in him is so glorious.
但是无论在什么时候出现，都是人的脸。
And yet, no matter whenever he appears, he appears with the face of a man.
所以弟兄姊妹们
and so brothers and
sisters, 这个四活物
this is a four living being.
说明主生命的各个不同的特性
And it talks about all aspects, all characteristics of the life of God.
但是它有一个非常美丽的一个表现
And yet there's this beautiful expression.
我记得我有一次读过一本传记
And I remember one time I read a biography.
有一个姊妹非常属灵
，and there was a very spiritual sister。
她有各式各样不同的圣经中的这些属灵的经历。
She had various biblical experiences。
有人告诉我们说，那个什么哥林多前书十二章的那许多属灵的经历，她每样都有。
And some people say that she has all kinds of experiences recorded in the First Corinthians chapter 12。
他就非常的有名了
，so she became very famous。
所以有一次，有一个姊妹从远方呢 慕名想去看她。
So there's a sister who would like to see her at a front distance.
她坐了很远的车程到了那个城。
And she took a long ride and to come to that city.
那么那天到了聚会里面。
And as she came to the meeting.
人不多，大概有二十多个人围着圈子坐。
And there were not many brothers and sisters, only about around 20 in sitting in a circle.
因为她去之前呢。
Because before she went,
她就心里想，这个人这么属灵啊。
And she thought that this person is so spiritual.
她一定有个什么属灵的样子。
And she should have some kind of spiritual way or form.
她想一定是很严肃的。
And probably very serious.
啊，这个脸上都是这个好像不带什么感情的。
And you don't see that much emotion on her face.
啊。那么很有权威的
，and with much authority，
所以他就在那里看着二十几个人，看来看去也不知道哪一个。
And as she was looking in those 20 brothers and sisters, she couldn't find which one is that.
那后来散了会之后呢
？So after the meeting was dismissed，
他就问那个旁边那个姊妹，他说那个姊妹是哪一个人呢
？And so she asked another sister, who is that sister？
结果那个姊妹就指了一个姊妹给他看。
And that sister just was pointing to one sister.
他一看呢、啊，哇，那个姊妹呢，脸圆圆。满脸笑眯眯的，个子也不太高。
And she saw that sister with a round face and a smiley face, and then and she was not that tall.
哦，她说就是她。
And then she said, "Oh, is that she?"
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
啊，我们的姊妹很属灵。
Our sister was very spiritual.
但是任何一个时候给人的感觉就是一个普通的人。
And at any moment, she was showing others that she was just an ordinary person.
这才是我们主生命的一个正常的表现。
And that is a normal expression of the life of our Lord.
所以这里面包含了很多属灵的教训在里面。
So here we can see many spiritual lessons.
所以今天我们基督徒要知道如何让主的生命从我们这个人身上能够显明出来。
So today we need to know how to let the Lord's life to be lived out.
那么他还有形容讲到说呢，这个四活物他的腿是直的。
And he also talks about for the four living beings, their legs are straight.
他那个底下一个蹄像牛的蹄。
And their hoofs are just like the calf's hoof.
并且灿烂如同。
And it's like a burnish of bronze.
当然我们知道这是圣经中一个预表的说法。
Of course we know that this is the way to, it's a typified.
这讲到在这个生命的行动中间的正直、公义和有分别来说的。
It talks about the movement of life. There's a justice, there's a, righteousness and there's a separation.
并且这个生命的行动是具有判断力的。
And also in the movement of life, there's a discernment.
也是审判的力量。
And there's a power of a judgment.
所以一个基督徒如果真正活在这样生命的里面。
So for Christians, if we truly live in this life,
他进到人群当中去的时候。
As he walking among the crowd,
需要说什么的。
And he doesn't have to say anything.
他的生命就使很多旁边的人蒙光照的。
And his life will enlighten many others.
啊。那么这里还讲到它有四个翅膀。
And it also talks about here, they have four wings.
啊，有两个翅膀是相连。
And the two wings are touching the other.
两个翅膀呢，用来遮体。
And the two wings are covering their bodies.
当然我们晓得翅膀是用来飞翔的。
We know that the wings are to fly.
啊，指的一个属天的生命。
And talks about.
有属天的性质的。
So this life is a heavenly.
它可以展翅上腾的。
And so they can spread the wing and to fly.
啊，弟兄姊妹，今天呢，我们属灵的生命还有这一种的自由吗？
So, brothers and sisters, do we enjoy the freedom in our spiritual life?
我们看见很多基督徒啊，这个属灵的生命都飞不起来了。
And we see many brothers and sisters, their spiritual life, in their spiritual life, they could not fly.
啊，我曾经记得有一个美国弟兄讲得很有趣。
And I remember one American brother said this in a very interesting way.
他说我们基督徒的生命应该是阴的生命。
He talks about our Christian's life should be the life of an eagle.
但是现在呢，我们就变成火鸡了。
But now our life has turned into a turkey.
那个火鸡有翅膀，哇哇哇，飞不起来的。
And even for turkeys, they have wings, but they cannot fly.
啊，不用笑，弟兄姊妹。
Don't laugh.
你想想看，我们的光景是不是这样呢
？And are we like that?
我们跟随主还这么轻省吗
？And Can we follow the Lord lightly?
还是我们已经变得很笨重了?
Or we have become a heavy burden.
跟随主已经不轻省了。
And we cannot follow him with a light burden.
所以这个生命是有翅膀的。
So there are wings to this life.
啊，是一个属天的生命。
It is a heavenly life.
它不应该被地所捆住的。
Should not be bound by this earth.
它有两个翅膀用来遮体。
And the two wings are to cover their bodies.
就是他完全不显露自己。
That is to cover themselves.
这个在侍奉上的隐藏啊，这也是一个非常重要的一个十字架的功课。
And to hidden themselves is a very important lesson of a cross in service.
我不晓得啊，到了今天地上的教会已经变了，为什么变成另外一个情况？
I don't know why the church on earth has turned into another.
很多侍奉主的人都很愿显扬自己。
Many servants of God would like to reveal, express themselves.
唯恐别人不知道自己。
And they are afraid that people don't know them.
有的人荒唐到一个地步，把他的大照片都挂在那个礼拜堂门口。
Some people even come to the point that to put their photographs outside of their church building.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
三十年代的时候
，In the 30s.
在中国主兴起一般的弟兄们
，In the 30s, and there's a group of brothers raised by the Lord in China.
他们真是懂得怎么隐藏自己。
They really knew how to hide themselves.
他们有很大的恩赐。
They had a great gift.
但是从来不显扬自己。
But they didn't want to show themselves.
那今天我们很少能再看见这样的光景。
And yet today we can rarely see this condition.
我们都巴不得很快的就名扬四海啊。
And we really, a lot of us would like to be famous.、Quickly.
请我们记得这个四活物它有两个翅膀是遮蔽自己的。
Please remember for these four living beings, they have two wings to cover their bodies.
一个人能在今世隐藏自己。
The person who can cover himself in this lifetime.
到了来生主会把你显明出来的。
And in the age to come, the Lord will reveal you.
那么看看你要得着什么样的一个好处吧。
And at that time, you will see what kind of benefit.
然后他就讲在这个翅膀底下呢，有人的手。
And he also says that under the wings there are hands of man.
啊，感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
是人的手。
It is a hands of man.
啊。不是一伸出来个狮子手，那把他吓坏了。
It's not a paw of a lion.
那么伸出个老鹰手也不行。
Or a claw of an eagle.
我伸个牛蹄也不行。
And a hoof of a calf.
是人的手。
Rather, it's a hand of a man.
所以你知道，圣经的这些表号的说法都具备有非常美的一些属灵的意义在里面。
We can see that all the types in the Bible have a very beautiful meanings.
然后他就讲到呢，这四活物他们都是往前执行的。
And he also talk about four living beings are moving forward.
这很容易明白。
And it can easily understand.
就告诉我们了，生命的路永远是直路。
It talks about the way of life is always a straight path.
如果你跟着这个生命走，永远不会走弯曲的道路。
If you follow this life, you will never go detour.
我们晓得只有天然的生命呢才是弯弯曲曲的。
We know that only the natural life is crooked.
任何一个走弯曲道路的人，你就知道没有活在这个生命的里面。
Anyone who is on a crooked path means that he is not walking in the way of life.
啊，我们的主在地上的时候呢，他是走直路的。
When our Lord on earth, he was walking on the straight path.
所以我很喜欢我们诗歌本里面有一首诗歌。
I really like a hymn in our hymn book.
啊，他那首诗歌说呢，得着神的路永远不弯曲。
And he says that to gain the path of God, and you will never go crooked.
我们都晓得今天走直路啊，你要得罪很多人的。
And today we know that if we want to walk on the straight path, we're going to offend others.
我们常常感觉走点弯曲路是比较容易过日子的。
And sometimes we feel like if we just walk the crooked path, it will be easier for them.
但是神的儿女，根据神的生命，你永远不能走弯曲的路。
And yet, for children of God, as we walk according to the life of God, we can never walk on the crooked path.
所以这四活物说明生命的一些特性。
So these four living beings talks about the characteristics of this life.
他又讲到
，and he continued to say,
这个四活物是随灵而行的。
And these four living beings are walking according to the spirit.
所以属灵的生命 是受到灵的支配的。
So the spiritual lives are governed by the Spirit.
啊，一方面我们晓得今天是圣灵在引导属灵的生命。
On the one hand, we know that the Holy Spirit is leading our spiritual life.
另外一面讲，我们今天活在灵里面，你才能够活在这个生命当中。
On the other hand, we need to live in spirit so that we may live in this life.
所以基督徒是随灵而行的。
So, as Christians, we need to walk according to spirit.
我们今天呢，很多时候，如果我们不注意这一个
，Today, if we do not pay much attention to this,
我们很多事情都是随着我们自己的意愿行的。
And a lot of times we will do things according to our own will.
我们怎么想就怎么做了，对不对
？We will do as what we think.
一个真正跟随主的人，他要跟着生命的感觉走。
And for a person who truly loves the Lord, he would like to live according to the Lord.
圣灵在我们的灵里面会引导我们的。
And the Spirit will lead us in our spirit.
将会引导我们走在生命的路上。
And to lead us to walk in the way of life.
还有他说这里的形状呢，像烧着的火炭。
And he also says that the form is like a burning coals of a fire.
就一个人如果活在神的生命里面，
it talks about if a person who lives in
the light of God, 他永远像烈火一样。
He will always like a burning fire.
啊，今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们要问一问自己，我们里面那个火还有吗？
And today we need to ask ourselves, do we still have a fire inside?
我记得我的父亲啊。
And I remember my brother and my father.
他老的时候，他常常对我们说啊。
When he was old, he often said this to us.
他说我现在年纪老了，里面没有火了。
And he said, I am old now. I no longer have a fire.
就他很怕冷，知道什么时候都要穿很厚的衣服。
And so he was afraid of cold, and he would like to put a lot of heavy clothes.
的确，如果我们基督徒的生命走老了，你里面就没火了。
If our Christian lives become old, then we're going to lose the fire.
好像今天在神的儿女中间不多见那个火还是发得很旺的人啊。
And now among Christians, we don't see that many who have this burning fire.
当然还是有。
Of course, there's still some.
我们希望每个弟兄姊妹都是这样。
But and yet we hope every brother and sister will be like this.
如果你活在这个生命的里面，
if you live in this life,
你永远也不会冷淡的。
And you will become, you will never become cold.
你所以冷淡，
why you become so cold?
是因为你活在老旧的生命里面。
Because you live in your old life.
旧的生命是会熄火的。
And for the old life, the fire will be put out.
只有这个生命永远像火炭一样的。
And yet for this life, the life is always like a burning coal.
所以这是圣经给我们的一个形容，是吧？
And this is a description in the Bible.
然后呢？他说，这个似乎奔走都像电光一闪。
And this also talks about the, as the four living beings, they walk like the bolts of lightning.
那么这是什么意思呢
？So what does that mean?
这告诉我们那个生命的感觉啊，是非常的快速的。
It talks about the sense of life is very rapid.
啊，请你们原谅我，再用我自己点经历说明一下。
And allow me to use my own experience.
可能有些弟兄姊妹曾经听过我讲过这个经历。
And some brothers and sisters may have already heard this.
啊，我年轻的时候啊。
And when I was young.
那个这个曾经看到一本书。
And I read one book.
那个书的名字叫做《如何定住主的光》。
And he said, "How to fix the light of the Lord?"
我开头看不懂，我说这什么意思？什么叫如何定住主的光
？So in the beginning, I didn't understand what does that mean to fix the light of the Lord.
后来呢，我有点经历的时候，我就知道了。
And later on, when I have some experience,
有时候主这个生命的亮光进来的时候呢，一下带来一个非常好的感觉啊。
And sometimes when the light of the life of the Lord inside of me will bring in a very good sense.
你要立刻抓住它。
A good feeling. And you have to fix and lay hold of it.
你看我十几岁得救。
And I was saved when I was in my teens.
后来呢我开始有一点复兴了。
And later I was revived a little bit.
那个波饼聚会里面呢我最喜欢开口祷告。
So in the breaking of bread meetings, I would like to open my mouth and pray.
有的时候我在主面前就想在那个波饼聚会中我要用一点什么最好的话。把我的感觉把它发表出来。
Sometimes I will think before the Lord in the breaking of bread meetings, how I going to use the most beautiful words to express my feelings.
啊，结果有一天晚上我睡觉的时候，那个一躺在床上，哇，忽然来那个非常好的感觉啊。
And one night as I was lying on the bed, all of a sudden there's a very beautiful feeling inside of me.
非常好的话。
And there's a great phrase.
我说下个礼拜啊，波饼聚会时候我就要用这句话。
And I said, okay, in the next breaking of bread meetings, I'm going to use that phrase in my prayer.
你知道这个年轻人爱主，就是有点糊里糊涂的这样。
And for the young people who love the Lord, sometimes they is not that clear.
但是呢，人已经躺在床上睡觉了。
And at that time, I was lying on the bed. I lying on the bed.
我就想说啊，不要紧，睡一觉，明天早上起来再把它记下来。
I said it's okay. Probably when I wake up next morning, then I was going to write it down.
哪里晓得第二天早上起来啊？
It's out of my expectation when I woke up the next morning.
再怎么想这句话也没有了。
I couldn't remember that phrase.
哇，我就很着急啊。
So I become very anxious.
我就跪在主面祷告，主啊，你再讲一遍。
And I kneel before the Lord and the Lord, please say that again.
结果主也不讲。
And the Lord didn't want to say it.
哇，我那整个礼拜我就懊恼得不得 了。
So for the entire week, I was very regretful.
我一直在想那句什么话。
And I was thinking what that phrase was.
怎么想也抓不回来。
And I couldn't get it back.
所以你知道生命的感觉来。像电光一闪啊。
So we know that when the feeling of the life comes, it's just like the bolt of lightning.
呀，后来我，因为出来服侍主，常常有时候要讲道。
And after I came out to serve the Lord, a lot of times I need to preach.
有时候也有很好的感觉来了。
And sometimes I have this very wonderful feeling.
你一忽略它就过去了。
But if you ignore them, they will just pass by.
所以以后我知道。
And later I realized,
感觉一来,
when the feeling came,
什么都放下,
I'm going to put on everything else.
赶快就把它写下来。
I need to write them down.
哎，把它写下来。
I need to write them down.
把它定住了。
I'm going to fix it right there.
下次你就可以用。
And then you can use it later.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
生命的感觉来得快。
And the feelings of life comes very quickly.
我早年出来侍奉主啊。这个为着讲道的那个题目啊，常常就苦得不得了。
In my earlier service to the Lord, it is very difficult for me to concerning the message topics.
有时候从礼拜一苦到礼拜天的。
And sometimes I was suffering from Monday to Sunday.
哇，弄得我这个人呢变得木木的，什么兴趣也没有了。
And made me become a very
numb.
那
这个压力压到头顶上面了
because of this great
pressure, 苦得不得了啊
I was,
整天的就小小心心祷告主啊给点感觉他就什么也摸不着
and I suffered much and I prayed before the Lord please give me some feelings but I couldn't touch anything
但是慢慢的主也恩待我比以往来的自由了
and, but later the Lord has been gracious to me so that I become more free
所以你知道吗有的时候比方一个特会有四篇信息啊
andDo you know that sometimes for a conference there will be four messages?
哇，那个里面生命的电光怎么一闪呢、啊、
And as the feelings of life is just flashing through.
一个早晨四篇信息都出来了。
And I could have four messages in one morning.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？主的灵感有时候来的时候来得非常的快速的。
So brothers and sisters, do you know that actually the feeling of the Lord is will come just like lightning?
我们有时候觉得要花几个月的时间来准备的，没有。几个钟头就出来了。
Sometimes we think we may spend a few months to prepare these messages. No.
所以你要学会跟着生命的感觉走。
So we need to learn to walk according to the feeling of life.
如果你跟着生命的感觉走
，If we follow the feeling of life,
你就感觉到这个生命里面给你的供应是多么的丰富啊
！And you will experience such an abundant supply in this life.
所以呢，这开头讲的四活物。
And so in the beginning, it talks about the four living beings.
讲到属灵生命的各方各面的特性。
It talks about the various aspects of this spiritual life.
今天我们的侍奉啊，是根据这个生命。
And today, our service is based on this life.
那么这个生命不仅有这些特性。
Not only this life has these characteristics.
还有讲到四个轮子。
And it also talks about the four wheels.
讲到这个生命是有行动的。
It talks about there's a movement of this life.
它的形容是这个轮子呢，是在脸的旁边。
It talks about the wheels are by the face.
那么很清楚告诉我们呢，这个行动呢，那是见证主生命的特性。
And it talks about the movement is to testify of the characteristic of God's life.
而且这个轮子呢是在地上。
And also the wheel is on the earth.
所以这指着神在地上的行动。
It talks about the movement of God on the earth.
指着我们今天在地上生活中的见证。
It talks about our life on earth, our testimony.
然后他又讲到这个轮子是轮中套轮。
And it talks about their wheels within wheels.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你知道。神的苦心啊
And you know that how God has been trying
他为要把这些事物解释的完整
It talks about how God would like to express this completely
所以才有这许多的一些的记录在里面
And That's why we have these recordings.
那么什么叫做轮中套轮呢？
So what does that mean? The wheels are within wheels.
那这是我在主面前个人的一点的领会。
And this is my personal understanding.
因为我们知道基督徒属灵生命的成长啊，它是循着同心圆的这种原则来生长的。
And for Christians, life's growth is actually is a follow like expansion of many circles with the same center.
啊，我们知道每一个经历都是一个圆圈。
And we know that every experience is like a circle.
我们刚刚从主得着的生命就是一个完整的生命。
And the life we have received from the Lord in the beginning is a complete life.
我们晓得在几何上面，这个圆呢、啊，这个圆圈呢、啊，代表完整的。
We know that in the geometry, circles means a complete.
所以你的生命从婴儿到少年期，它变成另外一个圆圈。
So for our Christian growth, from infancy to the young man stage, and is growing into another circle.
然后从少年期到了父老期，它有另外一个圆圈。
And so the growth from the young man stage to the father stage, it will grow into another circle.
我不知道弟兄姊妹能听懂我的意思吗？
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you understand this.
啊，每一个阶段都是一个完整的。
Every stage is complete.
它是一圈一圈，所以叫做轮中套轮。
And it's a circle upon circle, so therefore it is called wheels within.
这是讲到我们基督徒属灵生命成长的一个过程。
It talks about the growing process for our Christian life.
然后他说这个轮网啊，高而可畏。
And he talks about the pokes, the rims are high and fearsome.
那个意思说呢，属灵生命的成长是无限量的一种的发展。
It talks about our spiritual growth is without limits.
啊，主的生命呢是非常伟大的生命。
And because the Lord's life is a great life.
在我们基督徒身上，你一生你也没有办法完全追求的完的。
And throughout our lifetime, we cannot exhaust his abundance.
并且很特别的就是这个轮网轮子上面呢都满了眼睛。
And also there are full of eyes around about the rims.
啊，你如果读到第十一章那边的话
，If we read chapter 11,
他告诉我们呢，连这个是活物的这个翅膀上面都满了眼睛。
It talks about even there are eyes on over the wing with the wings of the cherubim.
哇，我们觉得这真是一个奇怪的东西啊。
And we feel that there are such a strange thing.
请我们记得，这是神为着要启示他的心意。
We know that God was to reveal His heart.
那么什么叫满了眼睛呢？
What does that mean? Being full of eyes.
就是他有完全的看见。
That means it's a complete seeing.
啊，明亮的看见。
It's a bright, it's a bright
seeing. 充满智慧和见识。
And full of knowledge and wisdom.
告诉我们神的行动永远不会错。
And it means that the movement of God will never make any mistakes.
神永远不会误事情。
And God will never fail.
我记得一位年长的弟兄啊
，And I remember one older brother.
他在世的时候，他最喜欢讲一句话。
When he was still alive, he would like to mention one phrase.
他常常说
，He often said,
我们的神绝对不会做一件不智慧的事。
He said, Our God will never do any unwise thing.
Yeah, 这是真的。
That's true.
神的眼目是遍察全地的。
And God's eyes are over the earth.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们会瞎眼。
Sometimes we may become blind.
我们会看不清楚。
We cannot see clearly.
神从来不会看不清楚。
And yet God, it will never be so.
这也告诉我们，当你活在这个生命里面的时候
，He also talks about as we live in this life.
你就会有这么一个明亮的一个眼目。
And we will have this clear sight.
那么他又说，活物的灵在轮中。
And he also talks about the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels.
所以这个意思就是灵支配活物，活物支配轮子。
And it talks about the spirit governs the living beings, and the living beings governs the wheels.
用今天的话来讲
，and we put in the traditional term,
就圣灵引导我们的生命
，as the Holy Spirit leads our life,
生命引导我们的行动
，and the life leads our actions.
并且他告诉我们，无论是走或站住，都是随从灵。
And he says, whether they move or they stand still, they would follow the spirit.
然后呢，他讲这个活物的头上呢，有一个可畏的胸腔啊，如水晶一样的一个天。
And he talks about above the living beings, there's something like expanse, like the awesome gleam of a crystal.
这说明在属灵的境界里面，一切都是透明的。
And he talks about everything is transparent in the spiritual realm.
你会看见。
You can see.
在神的工作里面
in the work of God,
处于这个生命的没有任何的阴影的东西在里面
There is no shadow as long as it is out of this life
我们知道教会的堕落
We know the fall of the church
就堕落在教会里面开始有了一些阴影的东西出现
Because there has become some shadowing stuff in the church
有一些不透明的东西出来了
There is something that is not transparent
教会的光景就开始走上混乱
And then at that time the church condition become very confusing
所以如果我们活在这个生命的里面
So if we live in this life
一切都是赤露敞开的
Everything is laid bare
一切都是这个光明的
Everything is full of light
所以雅各新约的雅各告诉我们
So James tells us
他说呢我们的神呢没有转动的影儿
And there, he said there is no turning of shadows for our God
我记得一位年长弟兄解释得很好
And I remember one elderly brother explained this very well
一个人转动起来怎么会没有影子呢
If for a person to turn you can see the turning of shadows
只有一个现象
There is only one phenomenon that there's no shadow.
就是因为它是透明。
That person is totally transparent.
是透明的，所以你怎么光照它没有影子的
？And because that person is transparent, there's no shadow.
所以今天如果我们活在这个属天的境界里面
，So today if we live in this heavenly realm,
我们个人的光景是透明的
，Our personal condition will be transparent.
教会的光景是透明的
，And the church condition will be transparent.
这个才能为生命做见证。
Only in this way we can testify of this life.
然后他又形容说，这个活物行动的时候，声音非常大。
And he also talks about as the beings are moving, the sound was very great.
这什么意思啊
？And so what does that mean?
为什么要弄那么大声呢
？Why there's such a rattling, such a great sound?
这个我想只能这样解释。
We can only explain this way.
这个大响声呢，就是遮盖起一切的杂音。
And the great rattling actually going to cover all other noises.
所以只有出于这个生命的声音能够盖住所有的杂音。
Only the voice or noise out of this life can cover all other noises.
哇，你知道我们跟随主啊，侍奉主啊，教会里面最怕的出现很多杂音呢。
You know, as we follow the Lord, as we serve the Lord, we are really afraid that there are many voices in the church.
这个声音一混杂，就表示这个整个侍奉都是混杂的。
If the voices are chaotic, that means the service is very chaotic.
那么你怎么能盖过这些杂音呢
？How can you cover these noises?
就活在生命的里面。
You have to live in this life.
当四活物行动的时候
，as the four living beings are moving,
它这个生命的声音盖过了所有其他的声音。
Then the voice, the noise of the life will cover all other noises.
他在形容这个声音像大水的声音。
And he also continued to describe the noise is like the sound of abundant waters.
这个大水的声音就表示虽然声音很大但是蛮有滋润的
And it talks about it's a sound of waters even it is a great noise and yet it's full of supply
水是很滋润的东西
And because the water can supply
然后他说又像什么全能者的声音
And he also talks about it is like the voice of the Almighty
就从生命出来的声音它带有权柄
Only the voice out of life will carry authority.
然后又说像军队轰嚷的声音。
And also like the sound of a tumult, like the sound of an army camp.
哦，我们知道古代人打仗的时候呢，这个声音也很重要啊。
We know that in the ancient times, as they are in war, the voice was very important.
那个你看那个古代人上战场，什么锣啊、鼓的，通通搬上去了。
And as they come to the battlefield, they will carry all guns and all the instruments.
鼓声打得很震天响啊
！And they will drum, they will do the drums and also.
然后这些士兵们呢，个个指着嗓门吼，很大的声音吼，哇，敌人就发抖了呢。
And they will, all the soldiers will make a great noise to frighten their enemy.
就出于这个生命的声音，像军队的轰嚷声一样，有震慑的力量。
And so only out of the life of the life could produce a sound of tumult like the sound of an army camp that can frighten
叫仇敌惧怕
the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
他就讲到这个生命有他的行动
And it talks about there is a movement or actions of this life.
所以他用各方各面描述了 这个生命的行动。
And he used a various way to describe the movement of this life.
那么最后我们看见呢，这里有宝座和坐在宝座上的人有生命的权柄。
And the last we can see that there's a throne and the man upon the throne. It talks about authority in life.
我们都晓得在圣经里面宝座是讲到国度的权柄。
We know that in the Bible, the throne talks about authority of the kingdom.
那么以西结看见这个异象。
The vision that Ezekiel saw.
看见那个宝座上有一位坐着像人的。
And there's a throne and there are men upon the throne.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天也需要有这个看见。
Brothers and sisters, we also need to have this seeing.
这是整个宇宙中管制的中心。
And that is the center of a governing for the entire universe.
当然宝座上那位人是指的我们的主说的。
Of course, the man upon the throne refers to our Lord.
那个时候主还没有道成肉身来到地上。
And that was yet, our Lord was yet to become flesh. 所以他只能
说仿佛像人。
He says it's just like a man.
我们晓得属灵的权柄呢，在教会中也是非常重要的。
We know that spiritual authority is very important in the church.
甚至在整个宇宙里面的权柄都是很重要的。
Even it is a very, the authority is very important for the entire universe.
哎呀，我们觉得世上的人呢，今天呢，这是越来越不服权柄。
And we know that the people in this world become more and more hard to obey, submit themselves to authority.
那个结果是什么？就叫社会的秩序就混乱。
And as a result, the society become very chaotic.
所以权柄是为了秩序的。
So authority is for order.
那么这个权柄是从生命出来的。
And authority is from the life.
所以这一幅的图画告诉我们，是主坐在宝座上。
And this picture tells us the Lord is upon the throne.
我们曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲到，
we already mentioned to brothers.
到了启示录的时候，
in the book of Revelation,
我们看见那位坐在宝座上的人子也是被杀的羔羊。
We can see that the Son of Man who is on the throne is the Lamb who was just slain.
是羔羊的生命为神来掌权的。
And it is by the life of the Lamb who, which is a governing for the Lord.
这也就告诉我们说，今天在教会里面，那个真正为神掌权、做领袖的人，必须具备有羔羊的性质。
It also talks about those who really govern for God in the church has to have the image of the Lamb.
是属灵的生命来掌管属灵的权柄。
It is the spiritual life that governs the spiritual authority.
所以这是一个很重要的一个原则。
This is a very important principle.
所以我们看见在这里讲到这个生命中有他的权柄。
And here we can see that there's authority in this life.
所以我想弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
在以西结书第一章里面这个异象，
In the vision in the first chapter of Ezekiel,
我们很清楚地看见有三个不同的部分。
We can clearly see three different parts.
这讲到生命的三个不同的方面。
And it talks about three aspects of this life.
这些把它汇聚在一起。
And it has come together.
被称作是耶和华的荣耀。
And to be called the glory of the Lord.
今天我们怎样把荣耀归还给神呢？
And today, how can we offer the glory back to God?
你必须活在这个生命里面。
We have to live in this life.
你认识这个生命的内容。
We have to come to know the content of this life.
我们只有活在这样的光景中，才真正的把荣耀归给神。
Only when we live in these conditions, we can give the glory to God.
把荣耀归给神不是一个口号，也不是光是一个诗歌。
Giving glory to God is not just a slogan or just a song.
在地上真正能荣耀神的人，那是那般活在基督生命里面的人。
Those who can truly glorify God are those who can really live in this life.
那么，我想为了时间缘故，我们要把这37章也稍微简单讲一下。
And for the sake of time, we need to briefly touch upon chapter 37.
这个37章讲到这个复活。
And actually chapter 37 talks about resurrection.
这是指的主的生命里面的能力说的。
It talks about the power in the Lord's life.
好，这个复活就是一个大能。
The resurrection itself is a great power.
用彼得的话来说明。
And with a term by Peter.
就是说这个生命
This life
是不能朽坏，
is incorruptible,
不能玷污，
is indefilable,
不能衰残的生命，
cannot wither.
就这个生命它永远不会败坏。
That means this life can never corrupt.
在任何败坏的环境的里面，
no matter in what kind of corrupt,
也没有办法败坏这个生命。
The life cannot be corrupted. So for a Christian, if we live in this life, and then he will never be corrupted. A corruptible life.
证明什么呢?
Proves.
证明这是天然的生命.
Proves it is out of the natural life.
啊, 我记得曾经和弟兄姊妹们讲过一个年长姊妹的 他的, 经历。
I remember I mentioned an elderly sister's experience before.
那个时候教会发生难处了。
At that time there were some difficulties in the church.
她对一批比较年轻的弟兄们讲。
And she said to a group of younger brothers and sisters.
她说啊, 那位弟兄啊, 将来如果走偏了路,
He said, if that brother gonna go astray,
你们要负很大的责任。
You need to take a lot of responsibility.
因为是你们刺激他的。
Because you kind of stimulate him.
但是过了几年之后,
but a few years later,
他的话改变了。
And her words were changed.
她说了一句非常厉害的话。
And she said something very sharp.
她说环境不会败坏人。
And she said, the environment, the circumstances won't corrupt man.
环境只会显明人。
And the circumstances could only reveal man.
如果你真正是活在这个生命的里面,
if you truly live in this life,
没有任何的事物能败坏你,
nothing can corrupt you.
今天你会败坏,
if you are corrupted,
证明你里面本来就有败坏的性质,
that proves that there's something that is corruptible in you.
神只不过借着环境把你显出来了。
God only uses circumstances to expose or reveal who you are. Because this life is a resurrection life that cannot be corrupted and that cannot be defiled. Today we have a living in this defiled, wicked, and difficult situation.
我们人类的历史到今天呢, 可以说, 这个地是变得最肮脏的一个时代。
And we, as a human history comes to this point that the earth has become the most dirty place.
任何时候你会碰见这些不干净的东西。
And a lot of times it will come to this unclean things.
我们怎么样来避开这些呢?
How can we avoid ourselves from this?
我们今天这个不做，那个不做。
Shall we just don't do this or don't do that?
我曾经碰见一个墨西哥的家庭。
I remember I get in encounter with this Hispanic family.
他们真的是非常爱主。
They really have really love the Lord.
带领他们的孩子们呢,
the parents let their children.
甚至家里面不要说电视没有, 连收音机也没有。
And they didn't have a TV nor a radio.
一阵子他们很得意在各处告诉别人。
And one time they were just shared this message to others.
但是你知道吧, 你的孩子还小啊。
You know, your kids are still young.
你用高压政策压住的。
You can put a pressure on them.
结果等他们到了teenage的情形以后呢, 完全守不住的。
And once the kids are grown into their teams, they couldn't do it anymore.
我知道在加拿大还有一些弟兄, 也不知道是不是基督徒, 做父母的人, 他们说这个社会太可怕。
And I know also some people in Canada, I don't know whether they are Christians, they will say the society becomes so terrible.
他们就搬到那个, 靠近北极的冰原那边去住。
And then they just moved to the place near the North Pole.
那个什么 Mackenzie那什么河旁边去住。
By the river Mackenzie.
能躲过吗?
And can they read themselves from troubles?
我们需要这样吗?
Shall we do that?
我们不要忘记我们里面有一个复活的生命。Don't
forget we have this resurrection life.
你只要活在这个生命的里面,
if you truly live in this life,
这个生命是一个不能被玷污的生命。
And this life is cannot be defiled.
所以青少年的弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and younger brothers and sisters,
心里面特别的记住,
please remember this.
离开这个生命,
if you are apart from this life,
你没有办法抗拒这些东西的,
and you cannot resist this thing,
并且这个生命是不能衰残的,
and that is this life cannot wither.
就是它永远是新的,
that means it will always be
fresh, 它不会衰老的,
and you will become age.
你看我们基督徒啊, 走走走, 刚得救赎, 兴奋得不得了, 新鲜得不得了, 过不了几年就衰老。
And we can see that as Christians, as we are saved for the first few years, we are very fresh, but a few years later, we become very aged.
很简单,
very simple.
就是因为什么呢?
Why is the
why? 你没有活在这个生命的里面。
Because you have not lived in this life.
为什么? 你活到那个老生命里去了。
Because you have lived in the old life.
所以, 慢慢的逐渐生命就失去那个新鲜活泼了。
And gradually the life will lose its freshness.
你看见在教会中有些年长的弟兄姊妹啊。
In the church we can see some elderly brothers.
虽然年纪老了。
Even though they are advanced
years. 哇，这个生命还是非常的新鲜活泼啊。
And yet their life is still very fresh and vibrant.
你如果活在这个生命的里面。
If you live in this life.
永远也没有衰老的事情发生。
And there will be aging.
这个新生命永远不会长斑点，不会有皱纹的。
And there will be no wrinkles or blemish on you.
所以，今天我们要知道我们的光景如何。
And today we need to know our condition.
你很简单，你到这个生命跟前，你检验一下就知道了。
And very simply, we can just come before this life and do a check.
所以这个生命，复活的生命。
So this life, this resurrection life,
是一个不被死亡所影响的生命。
Cannot be influenced by life.
所以这个生命曾经到过阴间，但是阴间整个破裂。
And this life has come to a Hades, and Hades was broken.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，and brothers and sisters,
我们晓得在侍奉。生活里面
in our service in life,
有很多的时候啊，环境是神所许可的。
A lot of times our circumstances are allowed by God.
有时候神也许可我们经历一点死的这个经历。
Sometimes God also allowed us to experience death.
我说许可的意思就是不一定啊。你可以经历，可以不经历的。
I said God allows, it means it's not always this way. You can experience or you may not.
所以，请我们仔细听，死是许可，但复活呢是应许。
So pay attention to this. Death is allowed, but the resurrection is the promise.
应许就是必定的。
And the promise means that it is for sure.
我们在侍奉上、生活上。难免不会碰到死亡的东西。
So in our service in life, we cannot avoid death.
人有时候神也许可我们。
And God also allows us.
为着我们有些的经历。
And so that we may have some experiences.
但是呢，复活是神的应许。
And yet resurrection is a God's promise.
你无论在什么情况里都可以活过来。
No matter what condition you are in, you can be raised from the dead.
所以我常常这样讲，主耶稣死了三天就复活了。
A lot of times I would say the Lord Jesus died for 3 days and he was raised.
拉撒路死了四天就复活了。
And Lazarus for 4 days.
那么弟兄姊妹们，至少我们要像拉撒路，对吧？
And the brother says, at least we should be like a Lazarus.
但有的基督徒呢，一死几个月都不活。
And then, yeah, for some Christians, they died for many months.
还有人死了几十年也活不了。
And some have been dead for many decades.
他就是等着主耶稣回来的时候那天他复活了。
They are waiting for the day of the Lord returns and they will be raised.
不，今天这个生命就在我们的里面。
No, today the life is already in us.
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
因此神让他的仆人以西结看见一幅的异象。
And God allowed his servant Ezekiel to see the vision.
哇，那一幅是一种无望凄然的一个图画。
And that is a very dreadful, sorrowful condition.
在平原中满了这个骸骨。
And there's a dry, the bones are on the plain.
这说明呢，是大量的死亡。
And it talks about there's a vast death of death.
那个光景非常的凄惨。
And that is a very terrifying condition.
并且都是已经在干到骨头里面去了。
And that the bones were very dry.
所以有人说呢，这可能都是饿死的。
And some say that they were hungered to death.
干死的，没水呀，没有食粮。饿死
and they will suffer hunger to death and out of without water.
你不要笑，我们需要主的怜悯。
And we don't laugh at it. We need God's mercy.
你们原谅我这样说。
And allow me to say this.
在今天地上的众教会，很多地方基督徒都饿死了。
And among many churches and many Christians are suffering death.
当然这里呢，那是死得透透的。
And yet here there's a death to.
一点生气都没有。
There is no sign of life at all.
那么神对以西结说
，And God said to him,
这就是今天以色列家的光景。
He said, "This is the conditions of the house of Israel."
完全绝望的情形。
It is a completely hopeless.
那么因此呢，神让他的仆人经历一个复活的经历。
And God allowed his servant to experience the life of a resurrection.
这个复活呢
，And this resurrection
也说明神的工作绝不建立在人的。手能做的事情上面
t talks about God's work will never be established by the hands of man.
啊，所以很多时候我们不经死啊，就根本不会明白什么是复活。
So sometimes if we do not go through death, then we won't understand what resurrection is.
我们的主在十字架上的死，他是自己死的。
When our Lord died on the cross, he died on his own will.
而我们呢是被钉死的。
And yet for us, we are to be crucified.
我们需要有同样的经历。
And we need to have the same experience.
感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
所以神在这里呢，让以西结有个特别的经历。
And God allowed Ezekiel to have this special experience.
神在这里也问他。
And God also asked.
这是信心上一个考验。
And this is a test of a faith.
神对以西结说：“人子啊，你看这些枯骨能活吗
？”He said, "Son of man, can these bones live?"
哎呀，这个先知真的有智慧呀、啊。
And this prophet really have a wisdom.
啊，这句话你要永远记得，要学会啊。
And please remember his answer. We need to learn this.
以西结说了什么话
？What did Ezekiel say?
他神啊。你是知道的，太好了。
He said, "Oh Lord God, you know."
如果那天是我站在那里啊
，If I were him,
我一定立刻一个反应，我说神啊，不可能的。
And my immediate response will be, "No, it's impossible." No, no, it's not impossible. It's not possible at all.
哎，不，他说你是知道的。
And yet his response was, "Yes, you know."
感谢我们的主
，We thank God.
他每样事物都知道
，Because he knows everything.
啊，今天呢？我们不能光凭的眼见。
And sometimes, today we cannot just believe by our eyes.
所以神就叫他什么说预言呢
？So God make him prophesy.
这个地方我们要注意一下。
And here we need to pay a little.
他这里说预言呢，是神叫他说的。
And he prophesied because God made him.
是出自神的吩咐。
It is by the God's command.
因为在以西结书第十三章那里
，Because in Ezekiel chapter 13,
告诉我们说有一般人他们。凭着本性说预言
，talks about a group of people who prophesy according to their self，
变成假先知了
，and they become false prophets。
所以预言不能随便说的
，so we cannot just arbitrarily。
神叫你说，你才能说的。
Any prophecies we can only
不是我们自己想说就说，不行的。
Only upon the Lord's commands we cannot say
our own。这个预言呢，就是一个充满灵感的言语。
And the prophecy is a word filled with us spiritual feelings.
它是如泉涌出的一个生命的活泉的言语。
And it is a living water flowing out.
我们知道真正的预言都是为耶稣基督做见证。
We know all true prophecies are testifying of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，先知发预言。
So here the prophet made the prophecy.
哇！结果我们看见这枯骨啊，就开始动了。
And we can see this dry bone start to move.
然后上面呢，长上筋，长上肉，长上皮。
And they grow sinew grows on it, and then the flesh, and then the skin.
它就这个是一个实质上的一个复活。
And this is a physical resurrection.
这个不是你感觉上的。
And it is not what you feel.
今天我们又说我们冲动，我们感觉以为是这个样，感觉没有用。
And so it's not what we feel, it is substantive.
你的话说完，下面必须有个结果。
And what you have said, there's supposed to be a result.
没有结果那是很可怕的东西。
If there's no result, it is very dreadful.
啊，所以这个气息就开始进到这些枯骨里面。
So the breath was entering into this dry bone.
啊，结果这个枯骨就变成了耶和华的军队。
And this dry bones become the great army of the Lord.
当然，我们读这一个意象的时候
，So as we read this vision，
我们知道在历史上从来没有出现过。
We know that it has never appeared in history.
而是神借这个意象呢，向着我们解释什么叫做复活的大能。
And yet the Lord used this vision to explain to us what is the power of a resurrection.
是的，我们的主是有大能的。
Yes, our Lord has a great power.
他复活的生命可以使整个以色列国起来。
His resurrection power can raise the entire nation of Israel.
今天他的复活生命也能使整个教会的光景起来。
Today, his resurrection power can also raise the entire church.
尤其我们到了新约的时代。
Especially when we are in the New Testament.
我们不能忘记神已经把这个复活的生命托付给他的教会。
We can never forget that God has entrusted this resurrection life to his church.
那么这个复活呢，是用来对付死亡最厉害的兵器。
And this resurrection is the most powerful weapons to deal with death.
啊，因着这个复活的生命
，because of this resurrection life，
我们见证主的生命是一个不能被死所影响的生命。
We testify that the Lord's life cannot be influenced by death.
所以主把这个生命赐给我们。
So God has the Lord has given us this life.
是为叫我们在今天这个时代中。能够有得胜的经历
so that in this time we can have overcoming experiences.
所以主的生命是有大能的
so the Lord's life has a great power.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
以西结
Ezekiel,
他要侍奉神
who would like to serve God,
他必须有异象
has to have a vision.
首先他要看见神荣耀旨意里面生命的内容
First, he has to see the content of the life according to God's glory.
他跟随主
So in this way, he followed the Lord.
他知道应当在怎么样一种的光景中来服侍
And he will know how, under what conditions he can serve.
所以今天在地上
So today, as we are on earth,
教会必须明白
the church has to understand.
我们的侍奉必须在生命的里面
Our service has to be in life.
只有在生命的里面
Only in life.
才能够看见神的荣耀
Can we see God's glory?
只有在生命的里面
Only in life
才能把荣耀归给神
Can we give glory to God?
啊，我们知道在生命之外任何其他的东西
We know any things outside of this life
都不能使神得荣耀
Cannot glorify God
今天地上的教会
Today's church on earth
这是一个重大的恢复
It is a great restoration
我们需要主把我们重新一次恢复到这个起初原有的生命里面
And we need to restore back to this original life
离开生命
Apart from this life
我们根本就没有路
We have no way
离开生命
Apart from this life
我们也不可能有所谓的复兴
And there is no revival
离开生命
And apart from this life
根本就不可能有真实的见证
And there is no true testimony
所以今天主不仅已经把我们摆在侍奉的地位上
Today, not only has the Lord put us in the position of service,
神也把各样的功能托付给我们
and God has entrusted us with various functions.
我们要求主开我们里面的眼睛
and we need to plead with the Lord to open our inner eyes,
让我们有异象
so that we could have a vision,
能够看见神荣耀的旨意
to see His glorious will.
首先，我们需要看见他旨意的那个生命的内容
The first we have to see in his will the content of his life
所以愿主在这一个末后的世代
So as we are in the end times
在我们中间还能做一点这个恢复的工作
Lord can still do his work of a recovery among us
愿我们每个弟兄姊妹都学会按照圣灵带领行走在生命的路上
And I hope that every brother and sister can know how to follow the leading of the Spirit to walk in the way of the life
我们请低头再一点祷告
Let's bow our heads at the word of a prayer
主啊我们求你不仅把以西结书摆在我们的跟前
Lord we pray that not only you just place the book of Ezekiel before us
我们需要有以西结这样的看见
But we also need the seeing of Ezekiel
求你在这样一个黑暗的时代里面
We pray that in this dark age
借着异象把你自己的旨意向我们显明
Through visions you will reveal your will to us
主啊让我们在不多的日子的里面
Lord in not many days
能够借着生命的侍奉
Through the service in life
把你当得的荣耀归给你
To give you the glory that is due you
若是今天在你的教会中
If today in your church,
有什么东西已经被死亡的权势所辖制
If there's anything that has been bound by death,
求你让我们经历复活的大能
Pray that you will allow us to experience the power of resurrection.
叫我们从灵里面得着完全的自由
So that we can have this complete freedom in spirit.
愿我们跟随你的脚中人就是轻省的
So that we can follow you with a very light burden.
主啊让生命的活泉永留在教会的里面
Lord, I pray that the spring of life will flow in your church
愿你解除所有一切的干渴
May you quench all the thirst
让我们能够欢喜地在你面前跟随你往前
So that we can joyfully follow you forward
求你祝福你自己的话语
May you bless your own word
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' most precious name we pray
Amen, Amen.